The following sermon is read from Volume 5 of the six-volume set entitled Puritan Sermons 1659 to 1689, being the morning exercises at Cripplegate. This complete six-volume set of Puritan sermons is available from Stillwater Revival Books on Calvinism Bookshelf CD Volume 1 in SWRB's 3-for-1 CD Super Sale at SWRB.com. This set is also available from SWRB in printed format at SWRB.com. Stillwater's Revival Books makes thousands of classic Puritan books and sermons available, free and at great discounts, in print, audio, and video formats at SWRB.com. If you would like to join our email list to stay up to date about all the new, free, and discounted Puritan and Reform resources we make available, please send an email to swrb at swrb.com with the word add in the subject line. For more information about the Puritan Publishing Ministry of SWRB, please email us at swrb at swrb.com. Welcome to Sermon 28, Continued. It is faith, my brethren, whereby you stand. Faith is that whereby a man can live upon the truth and die for the truth. I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. 2 Timothy 1:12. Look to your faith, Christians, for again, faith fetches strength from Christ. 2. Faith will help you to fetch strength from Jesus Christ, to do, to suffer, to live, to die for Jesus Christ, and the truths which he hath purchased and ratified by his own blood. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Philippians 4:13. Faith invests the soul into a kind of omnipotency. I can do all things. Other men's impossibilities are faith's triumph. Faith is an omnipotent grace, because it sets a work an omnipotent God. In the Lord have I righteousness and strength, is the boast of faith. Isaiah 45:24. Righteousness for justification, and strength for sanctification, and for carrying on all the duties of a holy life. This is insinuated in my text, hold fast, etc., in faith which is in Christ Jesus. So that if it were demanded, how shall we hold fast? The answer is by faith. How does faith hold fast? In Christ Jesus. Namely, as it is acted by and as it acts upon Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is a fountain of strength, and that strength is drawn out by faith. Hence David's resolve, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. Psalm 71:16. Love. 2. The second grace which you must look to is love. Love is another holdfast grace. I held him and would not let him go, said the spouse of her beloved. Canticles 3:4. I tell you, sirs, love will hold fast the truth when learning will let it go. The reason is, because learning lieth but in the head, but love resteth in the heart, and causeth the heart to rest in the thing or person beloved. I cannot dispute for Christ, said the poor martyr, but I can die for Christ. Love will say to the truth, as she said to her brother-in-law, whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die. And there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. Ruth 1:16-17. Love is the glue that makes the heart cleave to the object, as it is said of Shechem, his soul clave unto Dinah, the daughter of Jacob. Genesis 34:3. Love is a twist of souls. It is but one soul that informs lovers. Christians, if you would hold fast the truth, love it. Love hates putting away. Whenever your love begins to decay, you are in danger of apostasy.
For this cause God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. 2 Thessalonians 2:11-12. For what cause? Why? Because they received not the love of the truth. Verse 10. Christians, look to your standing. There is much of this judicial blast abroad. The generality of professors have contented themselves with and rejoiced in the light of the truth, and in the notion of the truth, and in the expression of the truth. But they have lost their love to the truth. Parts without grace have been the precipice of this evil and adulterous generation. The foolish virgins of this age have got oil only in their lamps, but none in their vessels, and so perish. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. 2 Peter 3:17. Let it be your care to receive the truth in the power and the power of the truth, in the impressions of the truth upon your hearts, in the love of the truth. Love the truth, even when the truth seems not to love you, when it makes against your carnal interests, when it calls for your right eye and your right hand, the right eye of your sinful pleasure, the right hand of your dishonest gain, when the truth comes to take away all your false principles and to take away all your false evidences, not to leave you worth a duty or a church privilege, not to leave you so much as a creed or a paternoster of a good morning, but casts you out of all which self and flesh have counted your gain in point of salvation, as Philippians 3:7, to the loathing and abhorring of your persons, etc. Ezekiel 16:5, yet even then, I say, receive the truth in the love of it. God intends more good in it than you are aware of. And therefore say with young Samuel, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. 1 Samuel 3:10. And with Bernard, do, Lord, wound me, scorch me, slay me. Spare me not now, that thou mayest spare me for ever. 3. There is yet another means, and that is in the verse next to my text, relating to the same duty, though under a various expression, that good thing which was committed unto thee keep. 2 Timothy 1:4. The good or excellent trust and depositum was either the ministerial office with the gifts and graces which Timothy received by ordination for the edifying of the church, or else the form of sound words here committed to him in my text. Whichsoever this duty is inculcated upon Timothy again and again, that he must keep it, preserve it as under lock and key, and saith Beza, he keeps his depositum that improveth it so, that the depositor finds no cause why he should take it away. But how shall Timothy, or any other evangelical minister or Christian, be able so to keep it? It followeth by the Holy Ghost. The duty indeed is very difficult, but by calling in the help of the Spirit of God, believers shall be enabled to do it. And he is not far from every one of them, for so it follows, by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. He is in them as a principle of life and power, by his virtue and influence, helping their infirmities. Romans 8:26. And working in them mightily, Colossians 1:29. Great is the opposition that believers meet withal, and Satan and this present evil world have been too hard for many. Not professors only, but ministers also, men that seem to be stars of the first magnitude, they have proved to be but falling stars, mere comets, that for a time make a great blaze, but quickly extinguish. They went out from us because they were not of us, 1 John 2:19. But real saints, true believers, shall hold out. Why? Because greater is he that is in them than that and he that is in the world, 1 John 4:4. Keep by the Holy Ghost that dwelleth in us. Christians walk in the Spirit, Galatians 5:16, and pray for the Spirit. Cry mightily to God for the continual presence and operation of the Holy Ghost, and for your encouragement take along with you that blessed promise of our Saviour. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Luke 11:13. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honour and glory for ever and ever. Amen. 1 Timothy 1:17.
This Reformation audio track is a production of Stillwater's Revival Books. You are welcome to make copies and give them to those in need. SWRB makes thousands of classic Reformation resources available, free and for sale, in audio, video, and printed formats. It is likely that the sermon or book that you just listened to is also available on cassette or video, or as a printed book or booklet. Our many free resources, as well as our complete mail order catalog, containing thousands of classic and contemporary Puritan and Reform books, tapes, and videos at great discounts, is on the web at www.swrb.com. We can also be reached by email at swrb@swrb.com, by phone at 780-450-3730, by fax at 780-468-1096, or by mail at 4710-37A Avenue, Edmonton, that's EDMONTON, Alberta, abbreviated capital A, capital B, Canada, T6L3T5. You may also request a free printed catalog. And remember that John Calvin, in defending the Reformation's regulative principle of worship, or what is sometimes called the scriptural law of worship, commenting on the words of God, "which I commanded them not, neither came into my heart," from his commentary on Jeremiah 7:31, writes, "God here cuts off from men every occasion for making evasions, since he condemns by this one phrase, 'I have not commanded them,' whatever the Jews devised. There is then no other argument needed to condemn superstitions than that they are not commanded by God. For when men allow themselves to worship God according to their own fancies, and attend not to his commands, they pervert true religion. And if this principle was adopted by the papists, all those fictitious modes of worship in which they absurdly exercise themselves would fall to the ground. It is indeed a horrible thing for the papists to seek to discharge their duties towards God by performing their own superstitions. There is an immense number of them, as it is well known, and as it manifestly appears. Were they to admit this principle, that we cannot rightly worship God except by obeying his word, they would be delivered from their deep abyss of error. The prophet's words, then, are very important, when he says that God had commanded no such thing, and that it never came to his mind, as though he had said that men assume too much wisdom when they devise what he never required, nay, what he never knew."